Blog Talk Radio.
On the air, cousins. This is Goss Talk Radio, live from 84 PA, where the Permane sandwiches are packed to the ceiling, the Iron City stacked in the cooler, and we are ready to roll. We'll talk about anything you want. We got the Pens winning the cup. How about them Cavs winning the goddamn NBA title last night? Ugh. We got the Stinky Buccos. And I want to give a shout out to a few of my buddies from Flamingo K and Big Will from Columbus, Ohio. So I want to give a shout out to those guys. I want to give a shout out to Big Dustin Orlando and Kevy Joe and my Lebanon. We got everybody cooking. Let's get it on. Hello.
Hey, guys, man, what's going on?
Hey, Will Dog, where you at, brother?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm celebrating that Cleveland win. I heard that it was 54 years. I'm trading 54 years for 54 beers, my brother.
That a way to be, brother. How about them Cavs? How about those basketballs? I never seen so much double dribbling, running with a ball. Terrible. Basketball's terrible.
I'll tell you what, guys, man, this is what I end up doing here. This is my basketball season. Game 7, the last 2 minutes of the game. That's it.
Right. Hey, you've seen the last 2 minutes, you've seen everything.
Exactly.
That was
my NBA season.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hey, how about them Pirates? They stink, huh? They stink.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Speaking of the Pirates, guys, I gotta ask you, as a radio professional, apparently there was some controversy on the fan. Apparently Bob Walk ripped Colony and those guys up and down, right? Ripped him a new one, from what I hear. And then Mark Madden said he thinks that was unprofessional. What's your take on that?
Who was unprofessional, Walk or Three
Stooges
on the fan? Mark
Madden said what? Oh, no, Mark Madden said what Bob Walk did was completely unprofessional. He hoped that he would do that on his show.
Oh, yeah, big tough guy, Madden. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know what he'd do? He'd kiss his rear end out in the parking lot is what he'd do. that's what Madden would do.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I love what Walk did. I think what Walk did was great. I think it should have been done a long time ago, put the Three Stooges in their place.
Yep.
But anyway,
yep.
I got a better show than they ever had.
Oh, absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you what. They say the Pirate pitching's bad. How about those hitters? How about what they're swinging
Ooh.
At?
Ooh.
Hey, I want Hutchin. I think that guy needs glasses.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You roll into him and he's swinging at Will Dog. Hey, I just want to let everybody know we got Will Dog on the phone here. Go ahead, Will Dog.
Yeah, you know what? There's a big article right now. I mean, they're really there's some concerns over Kutch's hitting right now. So this is, you know, he's definitely having an off year. What's his batting average? About 240. So.
Yeah. I want you guys to call in here 516-666-9990. We're back on the radio. We had a long time off, a little bit of problem, but we're back. We're back full tilt, baby. We got the Will Dog on the line. So call in.
How about those Penguins, huh? How about those Penguins? That's all I got to say.
Tell you what, I didn't think they'd get by the Rangers. I didn't think they had enough grit. Fooled me. How much I know.
What do you think about that Murray kid? Shows promise?
Yeah, everybody's scared. I don't know what they're scared about. Oh, he hasn't played a whole season. He's in the kid's only 22 years old. Sure, he needs tweaked here and there. That's why they got coaches.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some stupid moves with the puck and let rebounds come out front during the playoffs. I've seen him explode during the playoffs. Implode is what the word. Just like the Pirates are doing, imploding. The pitching is terrible. I think it's all coming back to haunt Nutting on the cheap. Everything's on the cheap.
I think you're right. This is, I'll tell you what, that's the one thing that these guys have, they've been very good at finding good budget pitching, but this has got to be the worst it's ever been.
Oh, it's bad. It's catching up to them. They're going to be sellers at the trade line, believe me. I think Melanchthon will go. Everybody says, they should hold on to. Why? He has another year. What's he up to, 217 on his contract?
Yeah.
Why keep him? Why keep him? Get something for him while you can. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be able to, you can't keep, re-gluing his pitching staff every year and expect it to be Drysdale and Koufax and, Cy Young.
You can't.
You got a bunch of bums on the team pitching.
But, Could not agree more.
Hey, Will, I got a call here. Let me get this call. We'll get back.
Hey, you got it. Thanks for giving me a chance here, Godman.
Hey, Will, though, call back, brother.
Bye. You got it.
All righty. We got a call. Who's on?
Hey, Billy.
That's the bee. Bulldog. I hear you.
Hello?
This is the cause.
Yeah, Godman. It's Kevin. It's your cousin.
Hey, Kevin Cho from Lebo. What's up?
Kevin, that's right. How you been?
Good. What do you want to talk about, Kevin Cho?
Well, I just, you're talking about Pirates pitching, eh?
Well, I'm talking about Pirates, Pens, Steelers, whatever you want to talk about.
All right, well, I wanted to talk about the Pens. You know I didn't make the parade. I was heartbroken, But I think it's great that the people of Pittsburgh were able to see this. It's been a long time, 7 years. That's a while, and it's just a great great wonderful thing for our city.
Sure. Did you see me in the truck, Sid, raising the cup? Did you see me down there?
Yeah, I saw you and Sid. Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you see me running down the street after trying to touch it myself?
I seen you changing that tire on the flat tire with a truck.
Yeah,
that's
what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Was that
now,
you in the Manny sandwich? That was you.
Yeah, it was me.
That was you, Kevin Joe.
Yeah.
From Lebo.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think for next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you something. How far do you think the Penguins realistically would go in that playoffs?
In the playoffs? How far did I realistically?
Yeah.
I really, honestly, God, thought that they would go all the way. Because I think, in my personal opinion, they had the best players and the best offense in the entire league. And that's, that's really, I did. I thought they would go. Now, there were a few moments there when I thought, oh, my God, they're going to blow it, right? But they pulled it out and came through because they were just the best, they have the depth. They have the depth of players. They have Sullivan, they had that. He turned it around. I thought it was brilliant coaching,
I think he should win coach of the year. What do you think?
Well, I think so, too. I mean, Crosby won the MVP for the playoffs, But I think Sullivan should win it because, way back when, in the mid-season, everybody thought they were tanked, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and they pulled it out, and they pulled it out. And all they needed was the right person to guide them. That's all,
Well, I know. And they got the right guy in there.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm going to hang up now. I've got to go check on my dogs. But thanks for talking to me.
Keep listening, brother.
Can you listen on
your own? All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk
all right, you take care, guys, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right, Kevin Joe. Yeah, we're back on time and back in tune. Yeah, I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking to you.
I know. That's my wife in the background talking.
Hey, call Merv up. Tell him I'm on.
He might have forgot. Well, we're back on the air, and we're talking about any you guys want to talk about. Pens, Pirates. Let me talk about the Pirates for a couple minutes. They have the worst pitching staff in baseball. They got two guys currently right now that shouldn't even be in the league. Nicasio and Locke. Both of them stink. Nicasio was great in spring training. Oh, yeah, he's the next this and that. He did this. He had so many strikeouts. He hasn't done nothing. So spring training is what it is, spring training. Locke, I don't know how long they're going to put up with this guy. It continually, every year, I hear the same thing. He should be off the staff. He should be off the staff. But they keep him. Pirates keep him. I guess he's playing for nothing, I guess. Okay, and then you got Cole. I think Cole's problem, I don't want to say this, but maybe I shouldn't say it. When he had trouble with that contract in the beginning of the year, I told Will Dogg and a few other people, watch this guy have arm problems. The slightest thing goes wrong, he's going to be patting him on the arm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I could be wrong. I mean, you know, maybe I am. But the slightest thing that goes wrong, I think, and I'm seeing it, the elbow, you know, the bicep, and now he's out for 15 days. He missed a couple starts. And we'll see what goes on from here. And you got Nice. That was the worst trade in history. It was a joke. Nice for Walker. Are you kidding me? This Nice is a home run derby pitcher. Stinks. Walker is having a hell of a year. Best year so far. Who's the other guy we start? Lariano? They all caught on to this guy. Everybody's caught on to him. He's having trouble throwing a ball over the plate. And when he does throw it, it's in the bushes somewhere 700 feet out. Their whole pitching staff is a joke. Now, I want to get to the hitters. The best trade they made, the best deal they made is getting rid of the bull, the raging bull, and they got this Jaso kid. What a surprise he's been. I think the bull's hitting his usual 220 with 3-4 home runs. Jaso has 3 or 4 home runs, and he's hitting, 280? He's on base more. He can do more for it, and he plays a better first base. And the biggest thing is Kang came back. Now, the worst thing is McCutchen. I can't believe McCutchen. I can't believe the pitches he's swinging at. Everybody says his thumb hurts or his finger hurts or whatever. I can't believe the pitches he swings at. This guy swings at stuff. It's in the dirt. It's over his head. It's out of the strike zone. I mean, come on, Koch. Marte, same way. Free swinger, but he hits the ball. That guy's amazing. I don't know how he hits so many baseballs he hits. He's amazing. He's the worst bad ball hitter. He reminds me of Clemente. Clemente used to do that. Then you got Harrison, which he's having a pretty good year. Jordy Mercer, give or take him. But Koch, oh, yeah, and you got the big guy in the outfield, Polanco. Were they batting him? I'd bat him third. I'd move McCutchen down to fifth or sixth. And they keep batting him second or third. Keep banging your head against the wall, same results. But that's why you're under 500. And I keep hearing, well, we got to keep the right course. Yeah, keep the right course. You'll be, 25 games out of first place by All-Star break. That's how bad you are. That's how bad you – I've turned them off 3 or 4 times. That's how bad they are. But, let's get back to the Penguins. How about them Penguins? I couldn't believe the beating the Penguins took in some of those games. These guys aren't soft. I thought they were.
guys are tough as nails, Penguins. These guys are really tough. To go through that grind for 16 games, these hockey players are bad dudes, I'm telling you. A baseball player gets a nick on his finger, he's out 6 months. That Bonino played with a broken arm or leg or foot or whatever, and Colin had a broken foot, and Malkin's elbow's broken 7 different places. And these guys play unbelievable what they go through to play. Baseball, I see some of them slide in the second and get, oh, my thing. Hold it. I got a little brush burn on my bum. Hold on. I got to run down to the dugout. I mean, these hockey players are bad dudes. And I can't believe the parade they had, 450,000 people down in Pittsburgh. What a tribute to the Pittsburgh Penguins and their fans. Unbelievable. I'll tell you what. There's a controversy right now with the goalies. Murray, Fleury. Fleury's making 5 million point something, and Murray's making probably 200,000 a year. It's not about who's better or who's what. It's about money. You want to save money, the cap, and you got a 22-year-old plus a 31-year-old that's making $5 million. Not that Fleury isn't good. I think he's a great teammate and he's a great guy and all that. But hey, it's a business. Will Murray be as good as Fleury? I don't know. Time will tell. Fleury's won one cup and so is Murray. Would Fleury have won this cup? Maybe. I don't know. Possible. But we know Murray did. So I think there'll be a trade, and I think it'll happen this Friday when the entry draft is on. I think it's this Friday, NHL entry draft. I think Fleury will be dealt, and I think he wants to be dealt because the way he held the cup to skate around, it looked like, you know, he was a little ticked off, but I give him credit. He's a great teammate. He never popped off like some people would in other sports about not playing. And he helped Murray out. Murray said he was a great asset to him. And that helps the team, believe me. So what I think, they will be dealt. We got a phone call. Will Dog.
Hey, guys, man, it's the Will Dog again, buddy.
Man, I'm talking
always
about Murray and good. Talking about Murray and Fleury. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask. So, all valid points there, Gossman. So, what would you do? Because you can get under that cap by getting rid of Fleury. What kind of moves would you make to keep that momentum? And hopefully, we get that cup back here again next year.
Well, I would let's put it this way. Are they going to sign Lovejoy? I doubt it. He's a defenseman. Are they sold on Pouliot? He's a young defenseman. I don't think so. Can Pouliot take Lovejoy's place? I don't know. I would go out and get me, if I was JR, general manager, I would go get a couple defensemen. And I would try to rebuild the team that way. Because I think you got the ingredients there for them young kids that come in. They did a heck of a job, those kids.
Oh, I couldn't believe. How about Rust? He was a surprise, huh?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Rust and Sheary, guys like that, Kunockel. You know, I think Cullen, he's 39. He may retire. You're going to have to replace him, and you're going to have to replace probably a couple defensemen. And with Fleury gone and a cap, and you got some money now to spend.
Yeah.
So, you know. I think that's what they're going to have to do. I think Fleury will be dealt Friday. See if I'm not right.
That's going to be, yeah,
they will,
that's going
what
to
be
interesting.
What do you think about Pirates trading McCutchen at the deadline?
I'll tell you what. You know, that's, I was just, when you were talking about the Pirates, I was thinking to myself, you know, man, I was really hoping that I would be able to see a World Series championship in my generation. But I know the likelihood of that is pretty much slim to none. So I have a better chance of winning the Powerball. I think it may be a good idea. I mean, you may want to see what you can get as far as, you know, some minor league talent. And, you know, I mean, they've been at the point that they're in because they made some good draft picks and, you know, really cultivated the minor league system. You know, I don't think I agree 100% with you. I think by the time they get to the All-Star break, they'll be about 20, 25 games back. So,
yeah, well, that's what I think. I think if you're going to trade McCutchen, you better go get a frontline pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, this Walker niece was a joke. They were laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Gosman, I couldn't agree more with you on that. With worst trade. Worst trade ever.
But, hey, like I said, with the Fleury deal, that's how you got to rebuild the Penguins. You got to go defense. Let's face it, they're not going to play the way they played in the playoff, blocking shots. You can't do that every game. You can't do that for 82 games or 80 games. You can't do that. You can't go all balls out for 82 games like they did for 16. It can't be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen guys taking pucks off the head.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know, going off the face into the net. You can't do that for 82 games. So, you know, that's what I think. There's going to be a few changes, but I think if Sullivan, he got the pulse of the team, and it's JR. I wouldn't give you a nickel for him last year, just Jim Rutherford, but I'll tell you what, he's done a hell of a job. Hell of a job. Hey, Will Dog, were you down at parade? Did I see you down there?
You know, you definitely did. I was drinking out of the cup, man. Better believe
it. That's what I thought. You were standing next to Sid, weren't you?
Uh-huh. Had my arm around. Yep.
Well, I seen you at the Permanis in that, down there.
Yeah, you probably didn't recognize me because I was, you know what, I was rocking that Pittsburgh playoff beard. So I looked like Grizzly Adams down there, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. You know, I probably wouldn't recognize you with that beard, you know. That beard and that, you know.
Yeah. I went out, I got my.
You did have that Permanis sandwich.
Oh, you better believe it, man. I went down. I got a kielbasa on rye, man, you know. So.
Gonna love it.
And got the Pittsburgh back.
Like I said to Kevy Joe from Lebo. Hey, like I said to Kevy Joe from Lebo, I knew he had a Permanis down there. And that.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Come
in
down
that?
To Pittsburgh in that.
That's right. You're downtown
you
in that. You know what I'm saying?
You got a back end beer up with an Iron City in that.
They got that right. Like I said, we got the Permanis stack tie and the iron in the cooler right here in 84 PA. After the show, I'm cracking open an iron and eating the Permanis, baby. That's the way we roll here.
So, God, man, I got to get...
Hey, Will Dog, when are you going to make a personal appearance into the studio?
Oh, you know what? Hopefully soon, but I was hoping to get a prediction for him real quick.
Okay, get it. What do you want?
Your expertise, I know you've been around the sport. I know you've been around the sport of baseball a long time. Who do you think is going to be battling out end of the year?
Oh, in the division?
I'm talking. Who do you think's a series contender? I can't. Me right now, I can't see anybody beating Chicago at this point.
Well, they're definitely looking good. Definitely looking good, and they won't be a one game wonder playoff. They'll be the division winner. Wild cards. You got the Mets in there. You got so far. It's going to be tough to say till after the All-Star break. But my prediction would be probably right now the Cubs in the American League. Jeez. I couldn't really tell you. What do you think about the American League?
You know what? I got to tell you, you know, Cleveland could be a surprise. They're in first place right now. You got Baltimore. You know, I mean, that's
I was
going to
say Baltimore.
Much. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Baltimore,
you know,
but, yeah.
I got
a little early.
I'll tell you what, Gosman, I'm looking at the thing. I mean, Texas, they're only two. I mean, you know, the Cubs are 47 games, 47-20. Texas isn't that far behind. They're 45-25. I mean, it looks like they got a pretty good team this year.
How about that Bannister, the job he's doing in Texas?
Yeah.
The ex-power.
Yeah.
Power coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'll give you a prediction, Will Dog. I'll bet you 25 irons in that or 50 per many sandwiches in that that the Pirates ain't in it.
Listen, Gosman, I can't take that bet. I can't. I will not part with my irons and for Manny's. I'll tell you that right now. But I'll tell you what. I agree with you. I don't think they make even a wild card this year.
Oh, Bill, Will Dog, they're going to be so far out. What are they, 15 games out now?
Yeah, pretty much. They might be 20 out right
yeah.
now.
How about Baumgartner going against Locke tonight? Is that a joke?
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy has one good game out of every 10.
Right.
Yeah.
It may be 7-0 in the first inning. Hey, you're going to get the people down. Is it fireworks night? Are they giving away bobbleheads or a free shirt or what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go down there if they had me. Yeah, you got to get some pitching on this team. Come on. Look at all the pitchers they've had in the past couple of years. Volquez,
mm-hmm.
Happ. How are they doing? How about this Nicasio, they try to reclamation his Jesus, come on. Guy's terrible. He's like a home run derby pitcher, Will Dog.
I'm telling you, every time I look at the score, it's always 15-0, 15-4, 10-4.
I know.
That means
hey,
these
Will
guys
Dog,
are
we got about a minute left here.
All right.
And the end of the show, so I will contact you, and we'll be back on next Monday at 5:30 exactly, right, Will Dog?
You got it. Hey, Gosman, thanks for taking the call. Thanks for the insight. As always, I'll always learn a lot listening to this show.
Well, you keep listening. You'll be Einstein by the end of August.
You got it, Gosman. Hey, thanks for the call. Yep, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Will Dog. Yep, bye. Well, the show, we got 25 seconds in the show, and it was a pleasure to be back on. Can't wait till next week. Expect a few more calls from the boys. And it'll be a wrap because we're going to be off in 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, bye.